Shalom Aleichem, everyone. In today's shiur and in the next few shiurim Imir Tashem, we will discuss different ways that we can obtain produce that may or may not have Kedushas Shvi'is in supermarkets, in restaurants, etc. In the last shiur, I introduced this topic, so if you have not yet heard that, please listen to that first. And I can resend that to you if you'd like, or you can find it on YU Torah. In any case, again, in today's shiur, we will discuss a couple of ways that we can obtain produce in a Shemitah year, and in Emir Tashem, we will discuss a few other methods in future shiurim, God willing. One thing you can do to obtain produce in a Shemitah year is to buy produce that grew in the sixth year. Any produce that is grown or picked, etc., in the sixth year will not have Kedushas Shvi'is, and it can be bought, it can be sold, it can be measured, it can be discarded in the usual manner, etc., etc., all the halachos that we discussed in earlier shiurim. It sounds obvious, but it's still worth listing as one of the options to obtain produce in a Shemitah year, because there are some supermarkets or grocery stores that will have signs near their produce which will say Shana Shishis. And it's important to be aware of what that means. As I mentioned in the last year, every one of the methods that we will describe has advantages, and each method has its problems, its challenges. And the sixth year method is no exception. The advantage is that this method is not subject to any machlokes. Every posek agrees that sixth year produce does not have Kedushas Shvi'is. That's an advantage. But the sixth year method also has its limitations as well, which are probably pretty obvious. Eventually, produce grown in the sixth year is going to run out. It will be easy to find sixth year produce early in the Shemitah year, but of course it will eventually run out, especially if you are looking for fresh vegetables or fresh fruit. It is true that, as I discussed in previous shiurim, the sixth year vegetables will run out before the sixth year fruit, but of course at some point everything will run out. So that is one method to obtain produce in a Shemitah year, the sixth year method. It has its advantages and it also has its challenges. A second method is what we call matzah menutak. Matzah is spelled with an ayin at the end, and it means a platform or bedding, and menutak means disconnected or detached. So matzah menutak refers to produce that is grown in a way that is detached from the ground. For example, produce grown in a container that rests on plastic sheeting, either inside an outhouse or under a roof, or maybe it's grown hydroponically. Produce that is grown in a detached way, matzah menutak, that produce does not have Kedushas Shvi'is, even if it's grown in Eretz Yisrael and even if it is grown on land that belongs to a Jew. I will say that not all poskim agree with that, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Eliyashiv, and others do say that produce grown on a matzah menutak do not have kedusha, and therefore, again, produce grown on a matzah menutak may be bought, may be sold, measured, discarded in the usual manner, etc., etc. It is important to note that there are many, many details to these halachos, but in general, though, buying produce that was grown on a matzah menutak is a very nice option for us to use to obtain produce in a Shemitah year. However, like all methods that we will be discussing, this method also has challenges. For example, growing produce on a matzah menutak is very expensive for the farmers, which means the produce will also be expensive. In addition, expensive production also means that there will be less supply. So in some ways, matzah menutak is similar to the sixth-year solution. It is a good solution, but probably cannot be relied upon for all of our produce needs in a Shemitah year. Okay, so those are two possible methods that supermarkets, restaurants, etc. use, and methods that various kashrus organizations look for and use in order to get us fruits and vegetables and grains in a Shemitah year and beyond. In the next couple of shiurim, we will discuss, Imitz Hashem, other methods. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone!